This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. deployed the first elements of its terminal high-altitude area defense system to South Korea Tuesday. Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, says THAAD elements were deployed because of commitments to South Korea and the need to defend U.S. interests and allies. Like the Patriot system, THAAD uses its own missiles to shoot down incoming enemy missiles. Iraq, now removed from U.S. travel restrictions, praised the new executive order on immigration President Donald Trump signed Monday. But Sudan, still included in the ban, reaffirmed its opposition to the measure. The order's 90-day ban on the issuance of new visas applies now to six countries: Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. Back in the United States, several key congressional Republicans congratulated the Trump administration for its revisions to the order, while leading Democrats and several human rights organizations sharply criticized it. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country. At the same time, North Korea is banning all Malaysians from leaving its territory. The two nations continue a diplomatic battle kicked off by last month's killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader. The decision Tuesday followed the mutual expulsion of each nation's ambassador. Iraq's military said Tuesday its forces have recaptured control of the main government buildings in western Mosul from Islamic State militants. The advance is part of an offensive supported by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition to take back what is the last major city in Iraq still held by the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. A key monitoring group says Syrian troops backed by Russian air power have regained control of a key pumping station near the Turkish border from the Islamic State group. The facility at Al-Kafasa, which supplies Syria's second-largest city, Aleppo, with most of its water, was shuttered by IS fighters nearly 8 weeks ago, forcing the city's 1.5 million residents to rely on local wells and private vendors for critical supplies. The White House has reopened public tours for the first time since President Donald Trump took office. Peter Heinlein takes a look.
The line of visitors erupted in cheers as President Donald Trump himself greeted them at the White House door. The president offered the visitors a bit of advice.
Work hard, everybody. Work hard.
The tours had been suspended temporarily during the presidential transition, prompting some complaints from members of Congress who have the sole privilege of distributing the tickets to constituents and others visiting the Capitol. Tickets are free and can be requested up to 3 months in advance. Peter Heinlein, The White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter Tuesday to deny reports that there is infighting among White House staffers, calling it fake news. Mr. Trump said, "We are getting along great and getting major things done." Mr. Trump made his remark after several days of accounts in major U.S. news outlets of turmoil in the White House. The chairman of the U.S. Intelligence, House Intelligence Committee, said Tuesday he has seen no evidence to support President Donald Trump's allegation that the Obama administration tapped his phones during the election campaign. Devin Nunes said if the charges were true, his committee should have been briefed about it. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday urged the international community to send help to people starving in Somalia. He made an urgent visit to the nation Tuesday and was visibly shocked by the suffering he witnessed. Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega suffered a hemorrhage after surgery Tuesday. The operation was to remove a benign brain tumor. His daughters report that he is now in critical condition. The online leaker WikiLeaks has published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that expose an alleged hacking program employed by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. The 8,771 documents were published by WikiLeaks Tuesday. A spokesman for the CIA says the agency does not comment, quoting now, on the authenticity of purported intelligence documents. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin broadcast.